People across the country listened to President Bush's speech before a joint session of Congress last night. They wanted to hear details of his budget agenda. NPR's Cheryl Corley met with a group of Chicagoans as they watched the address on TV.
Okay, everybody, we need you to pay attention.
The board of directors of a local school activist group, Parents United for a Responsible Education, or PUR, had just wrapped up a meeting about school policies and budgets before settling in to hear the president's speech. And when Mr. Bush said that he wanted to give the American people a refund of their money, it was exactly what Archie Argyris, a Bush supporter, wanted to hear.
I think his tax proposals are wonderful. I have nothing adverse to say about them. I think that the theory that Washington knows how to spend my money better than I do, I just would fight that.
And Argyris, who calls himself a right-wing libertarian, wasn't the only one supporting the tax proposal. Democrat John Castillo said he didn't think the president had gone far enough.
We are already being way overtaxed. We go to the grocery store, which is a necessity, and we have to pay the tax. We get gas for our automobiles to go to work. We have to pay tax. Everything is tax.
Americans surveyed in opinion polls have given the tax plan a lukewarm response, however, and others watching the speech at PUR's office were less enthusiastic. Johnny Holmes, an African-American Democrat, called the president's proposed $1.6 trillion 10-year tax cut unimpressive, as well as his plans to repeal the estate tax, or the so-called death tax.
As far as the death tax, it means absolutely nothing to 99% of blacks and Hispanics because they don't have any money to pass on to anybody in the first place. They barely make ends meet. As far as throwing money into Social Security private funds, what happens when the fund goes belly up like Black Monday and they lose a ton of money? And then who's going to pay their Social Security after that?
But while Holmes said the repeal of the estate tax might not have much impact on minorities, another Black Democrat, Ardotheus McDowell, said the president's announcement calling for the attorney general to come up with recommendations to end racial profiling, the targeting of minorities by police, was a step in the right direction.
It was interesting that he did use some allusion to race, some allusion to people who have not had the best end of the stick a lot of times. His efforts, his overtures to amend wrongs, especially in the educational sense, sounded encouraging.
And it was the educational proposals that this group took particular note of. PUR's executive director, Julie Westerhoff, said the call for more tests to measure achievement is simply wrong-headed.
I think that what we're hearing is kind of a tired old refrain, and that is that we have to test the kids more and that that's going to somehow improve education. He made a very simplistic dismissal of people that say that teaching to the test is a problem. And it is not true that teaching to the test is the same as high-quality instruction.
Last night, as he outlined his proposals, President Bush made a point of acknowledging Democrats and mentioning his support for issues that Democrats have taken the lead on, like a patient's bill of rights and campaign finance reform. It's that kind of action, says Archie Argyris, which might get the Bush tax cut passed.
The fact that he is trying to reach out across the aisle, I think, makes a lot of sense because we need our politicians to stop playing politics and maybe do something.
Burt Morrell, an independent, says he wants action as well, but he's taking a wait-and-see attitude on the president's proposals.
I heard his speech. I know his history. And some things what you say and what you do may be two different things. He made a good presentation that he may want to do some things that would be beneficial for everybody. Now the question is whether the follow-through happens.
Today, President Bush is on the road in an effort to persuade people that his plans do bode well for the country. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.